Well, I guess it's pretty obvious how I stand on this issue. I've grown up here in Tulsa all my life, and I've been around the pioneers that came to Tulsa. I used to sell ads in the yearbook to W.G. Skelly, and I used to go to J.A. Chapman's office and try and sell him an oil deal while he rolled up his roll-top desk. And all the other great people that we had, Harry Sinclair, we've got a great man with us tonight in reserve there in the back of the room. What I'm hearing is really sad. Tulsa right now is a backwater city, and you don't seem to realize it. You talk about, I don't want to be insulting, but we're not trying to recruit Eagles here. We're trying to bring back the best minds to Tulsa. Right now, I have a son that works for a company in Houston. I have a daughter that wants to live in San Diego. What's the attraction in Tulsa? There isn't any. I can tell you, when we built St. Francis Hospital out here, we were way out in the country. Everybody said we were going to go bankrupt. It wasn't going to work. There were a lot of naysayers then. But if you get behind this project properly, it's going to be a winner, such as the other projects that we've had in the past. You need a catalyst. And when you talk about flooding, you talk about matters of that nature, you've got to remember these people know about water. They did the channel project between England on over to France. You tell me they don't know all about water? You have a great architect from Vancouver who did the Sydney Opera House. I've seen the Sydney Opera House, been all through it. I just think Tulsa needs something to turn us around, and this project is different than a Me Too project that we built on the side of the bank over here. It's different because we are doing it in the middle of the river. And it's going to bring attention to us like the Arch does in St. Louis. San Diego has a lot of water that has been filled in, and they don't worry about floods. And they've got an ocean tide to deal with there. But I think that, you've got to have, to succeed, you've got to have a proper attitude towards it, an open mind, and you've got to have vitality. And I compliment the group that came up with this idea, that they went out on their own and raised $100 million from people like me and other heads of corporations in this town that are willing to support this. I don't want to give $10 million to something and hear a bunch of naysayers.
Excuse us.
I think this is a doable project. I don't think it's inconceivable. I think it's something that will bring attention to Tulsa in a positive way. And we really need this. Then we won't be losing Vintage selling out. We won't be losing Talmud. We won't be losing the Ford glass plant out here. That brings jobs to Tulsa, but more importantly, we've got to bring back people who are your daughters and sons who are graduating from medical school. I hope my daughter does, that she'll want to come back to Tulsa rather than San Diego. Or my son will want to come back to a vibrant city. Tulsa has had this in the past. We've had great leaders, and we need to continue that legacy. I urge all of you to get behind this project and believe that they have studied these facts of engineering and water flows and all the factors that are involved in this. They didn't go about it lightly. It would be insulting to you if they did go about it lightly, but they didn't. They believe in Tulsa. They have it in their hearts, and I think you all have it in hearts to make Tulsa great.